Mayor Bride?
Yes.
You have a quorum.
Good afternoon, Lynn. Thank you. Let's see here. Will I turn over to Judge Gritton then?
Yes. Yes, sir. Be happy to. Thank you. Appreciate everyone joining us today. I know these are trying times. I do appreciate the effort for the ad to get these meetings put together for us. We'll move through as quickly as possible. Some of the items before we get to them at that point will be a poll vote. My understanding is those that are voting should have a hand on the bottom to raise up or down, if I'm correct, to vote an affirmative for the vote. We will announce those as we get to them. The rest can be just a voice vote, and we'll just ask for a motion and a second, and then we'll have a voice vote on those items. First item on our agenda is to approve our minutes from our last meeting. We should have those attached if you've had a chance to go over those. We'd entertain any questions or corrections.
Move the approval.
Or entertain a motion to approve.
I'll second that motion.
All right, so a motion and a second to approve our minutes from our previous meeting. Are there any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move to our report on investments.
Thank you, Judge.
Oh, one thing, not to interrupt you, Ms. Jacqueline, when we're not in a speaking phase, we may want to go ahead and mute our microphones just so that we can eliminate any feedback.
Judge Gritton, you are cutting in and out. It's very hard to hear you. I don't know. I'm the closest one to you, Franklin County to Anderson, and for some reason you are cutting out. I don't know why.
My computer is not good. Let me see if I can get on my phone real quick. Let's see here. In the meantime, if you would like to go ahead, Ms. Jacqueline, you can go ahead and give your report, and I'll get logged in here momentarily on my phone.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so if you turn in your packet, you will see the March investment activity. We had deposits consisting of rent and interest. We had no withdrawals, leaving us with a balance of $535,978.08. Do you all have any questions?
Are there any questions on the investment report?
Move the approval of the report.
Second.
Okay. Can everyone hear me now better? Is this better, Judge Wells?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, very good. So I have a motion, and I also have a second on approval of the report of investments. All those in favor, please signify by aye.
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 Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you, Ms. Jacqueline.
Hey, Judge. Sir, could you call for nays as well for the record, just to show it's unanimous?
I'm sorry, sir.
If you could call for the nay votes, yes, then sir. You would know that it's unanimous, and that keeps the record, you know, clean on it. And also, yep. A tip for first-time Zoomers: if you mute it, and you push your space bar down, it'll temporarily unmute you, and then you can be quiet when you lift up the space bar.
Very good. So, were there any? We'll go back to the first item on approval of the minutes. We did have those that were in favor. Are there anyone disagreeing with that? Any opposed, like sign on the minutes? Motion carried unanimous. How about on the report of investments? Any nays, same sign? Motion carries unanimous. Thank you, sir. Next, we will move into additional contracts for the Joan Bernard Foundation. This one will be a poll vote, so we will need need some help on that
one. Judge, we have some additional contracts there. The Joan Bernard grant, one is the Harrison Vet Clinic, and one is Caring About Strays. The third contractor is the Danville Boyle County Humane Society. They be approved as contracts.
Very good. And you should have the poll at your discretion, which you can vote for that. Will you see the results of those? Does that come to tab, or will you see those, Bob?
I don't know. This is the first poll I've done, so I'm tabulating them with nobody else.
I'm currently seeing them right now. I will let you know when the final vote comes in.
Just a question, if I might. May I?
Please.
Do all the counties involved in the contract, or are they in support of the contract?
I know Harrison is.
Anderson right. County is.
Powell, Estill.
Judge, I'll ask judges there. Judge Watson, that was Caring for Strays as a contractor in your county in Powell. Do you have a problem with them? Get your face bar, Judge, if you may be muted right now.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, Judge, I can hear you.
Okay. Would you repeat that? What it was, that last... something about Strays. I didn't really hear that.
Caring About Strays is one of the contractors for the Joan Bernard Cat Project for the spay-neuter stray cats in Estill and Powell County. And Mayor Berger had asked if the counties were in favor of those contractors. In that case, this one serving your county. Do you have any qualms or have you had any contact with them?
I still couldn't grasp at what you were saying. But can you repeat it again? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. The question
is not coming through real good and clear.
Okay. The question was Caring for Strays is one of the contractors performing the spay neuter service for the cats in Estill and Powell County. And Mayor Berger had asked, are the counties and/or cities in favor of that contractor? Have you had any problems with them, or do you have any concerns?
No.
What about Powell? Do we know about Powell?
No one from here is on with from Powell at this time, so it's hard to say.
Thank you.
Contacts have been from. Dr. Pavano with each of these entities as well as the contractor. So I think everybody's on the same page.
Okay, thank you.
Pat, do we have the voting completed at this time yet?
I have... 13 voted yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Zero has voted no.
Very good. So we can move then to our next item on our agenda, and this also will be done by poll vote, and this is to approve an amendment to the bylaws allowing for video teleconference meetings. And again, this will be done by a poll vote as well. Are there any questions or concerns on what we are voting for?
Okay. If I can chime in on the amendments briefly, that this is essentially with this COVID-19, we have an executive order which allows this type of meeting to occur when otherwise you would have to have a public viewing space. It suspends all those laws. But we noticed that your bylaws didn't have a provision for video conferencing. So we are bringing the bylaws into modern times with compliance with the video conferencing that the open meetings laws allow, but also allows you all to have this meeting. You all are recommending, if the vote goes through, to approve and recommend to the full board, and it's on the full board's agenda next, and it's the full board that would actually adopt the amendments to the bylaws. And as you all know, they've gone out 7 days prior to this, which is required by the bylaws.
Has everybody placed their vote?
May I call a question, Judge Gritton?
Yes, sir.
My question is, Mr. Gay or to Bob, does this allow someone that cannot do a video conference but can do an audio conference to be part of the meeting as well?
Well, for right now, living in the world we're living in, that you can have somebody participate by audio, video, all those normal rules are suspended. But when this ends and the emergency is eliminated, then you have to comply with the open meetings law, which means we have to all see each other, hear each other. And then if one breaks down, if one venue breaks down, we'd have to stop the meeting. But right now, if we lose somebody, we can continue to conduct business because we're under emergency order.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I wanted to make sure that we had to go through this process here in Franklin County too, because we didn't have it. And the question came up, what happens if somebody drops coverage? But they can get audio and they were video and they can't do video, or vice versa. And so I asked that question because that came up about ours. And yes, it was made clear by our attorney that that can happen.
And then the bylaw amendment that you're adopting references the KRS 61.800 and has the mirrors the requirements outside of an emergency, what you all have to do. So this is going to be completely compliant with the open meetings laws.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or concerns? Hearing none, and if we do, we do have a poll vote going out on this. Still think it would probably be in our best interest to have a motion and a second for the record before we go into our vote.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second on the floor. Now we should be able to complete our poll vote. Tab, have we got those compiled?
Yes. Do you see the result?
Yes, sir, I do.
Very yes. Good.
Thank you. And then to back up one, I think it would be good if we went ahead and ratified the poll that we had for the contracts for the Joni Bernard Foundation. For the record, if we could have a motion and a second on that item as well.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you. So we do have a motion and a second on that as well, and the poll has been completed on that. Thank you very much. The next three items we have can be done by voice vote. The first one is to approve the temporary telecommuting policy. And I think everyone should have a copy of that so that you can go over that. Does anyone have any questions or concerns about the temporary telecommuting policy? Everyone understands what the temporary policy is in place for, obviously, from the COVID-19. If there are no questions, over, would entertain a motion to approve.
Move the approval.
Thank you, Mayor. Do we have a second?
Second.
I do hear a second. Thank you. All those in favor of approving the temporary telecommuting policy, please signify by aye.
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 Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. Next item is the change date of our fall quarterly board meeting. That will be changed to November the 4th. Does that cause a conflict with anyone?
Move for approval of the change.
Thank you, Judd. We have a second.
Second.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to change our date of our fall quarterly board meeting to November the 4th. Any other questions or concerns, discussion? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
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 Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Please let the record show that passed unanimously. Next item on our agenda is to approve our Title VI. Y'all should have a handout on that as well. The floor is open for discussions or questions.
I will mention that we did take care of finally at long last. We got the conflicting language taken care of. Protected classes, the federally protected classes, and they eliminated the others. But everything is married together now.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions or concerns? If there are none, would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Thank you, Jared. We have a second.
Second.
Thank you, Judge. So we have a motion and a second on the floor to go ahead and approve our Title VI. Is there any further comments, discussions, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. Next, we have our Families First Coronavirus Response Act. This can be done by voice vote as well, and we need to ratify this. Floor is open for questions, comments, or discussions. We have a motion on the floor for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Heard it. So I have a motion and a second on the floor to approve and ratify Families First Coronavirus Responses Act. Any further discussions or questions or comments? All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. Dr. Katcher, welcome to give your report, sir.
My report is included in the packet, and in the interest of time and so forth, I won't go over that other than to just say that I'm just tickled at the last month or so how the staff and the department heads have reacted to the sudden change in the profession. Well, and having to go to working from home for the most part, and we appreciate their efforts because I don't think we've missed a lick. I'm not so sure we've gotten even more productive. So I'm just tickled to death, and that's a reflection on all of our department heads, and I appreciate their efforts. And with that, I'll just turn it over and let them tell you about what the real work here at the end.
Very good. Thank you, sir. So we'll move right into our community planning update.
First on the list, then, Judge.
Yes, sir, Mr. Shane. If you're available, the floor is yours.
Thank you, sir. You can find our full report, the Community Planning Department's monthly staff report, is listed on page 40 and 44. I think that's of the full board packet. But just to add to some of the things that we that was for last month, of course, and just to add to some of those things that we've been doing, I would like to say that staff has done a great job. Productivity up to work done, and they're giving me actually daily reports on what they're doing and stuff, which is keeping me better informed of what staff is doing as well. And I've been really and thoroughly impressed with what they're doing. I'd like to give a shout out to Tab. He is online, kind of conducting this meeting as well, and he's been doing a lot of those meetings around the region and doing a great job at helping those communities be able to continue to have their meetings and stuff. And I've got a lot of positive feedback from that. A shout out to my judge and Judge Adams in Lincoln County for allowing me to use his office a couple times after hours and their internet service there as well. That was very helpful. And a couple of our communities that had booked at the same time, so Tab could not hold the meeting, so I had to. And my internet is just not probably breaking up even now. Is not good enough here at home to actually conduct these meetings. So
it's a wonder. It's a wonder what a good quart of that Broughtontown moonshine will get you.
That's exactly right, Judge. I'll be hunting down those Ottenheim boys here real soon to make my next payment. But also, Chip and Judge Covington and the subcommittee on broadband that's been working recently have continued to meet with. Other folks that are interested in that responded to our RFI. And so that's continuing to go forward. And we also have got a lot of, I think, positive ideas out of that. I don't know that we've nailed down exactly. We've got that, moment that we're all like, that's exactly what we need to do. But we definitely have gotten some good ideas from that. They continue to meet. And I think that we got one more person to meet with, and then the subcommittee will get back together and hopefully be able to bring something back to the executive board on what we've learned from all of those discussions that's taken place. Also, Grayson and Karen, along with working with George and Bob on this, have been working with the Small Business Administration on their Paycheck Protection Program, I think is the primary focus that we've been looking at on that, and how we can kind of plug into helping with that. There's a tremendous amount, and some of you may have seen in the news here recently, where that actually has already ran out of money and funding. And I think they're going to add some more money to that. But there's been a tremendous amount of loans that have went into the local banks. And we're looking at, is there a way that we can at least help maybe on the repayment part of that? So if that's all I have for my report.
Thank you, Mr. Shane. Does anyone have any questions for Shane? Thank you, Shane. Next, we'll go to our agent report. Celeste, if you're still with us.
I think I'm here.
Very good.
Thank you. Like Shane, our staff report is in the full board packet, so I won't go through all of that. The aging staff has been working from home with, there are still some things we have to do in the office, and so we're kind of rotating, coming in and out of the office. but we've been doing that since, I guess, mid-March, and that seems to be going well. It's a little awkward to get started, but we're hanging in there. What I really want to report on is our senior centers. If I could take a minute to just brag on the centers in every one of our counties. Early, when this first happened, when the governor first started closing things down, one evening during his press conference, he announced that anybody age 60 and over can get a meal. Just call your senior center. We didn't have any warning about that, and the Department for Aging had no warning. And so the next day, I sent the word out to the senior centers, and after we all picked our jaws up off the floor, they jumped in there, and when I say they're knocking it out of the ballpark, I mean they are knocking home runs. We, since March 23rd, from March 23rd to April the 17th, they have served 25,245 meals just in that four-week time span. That's that's about 9,000 meals more than their average meal production. They're doing absolutely a fabulous job. Every one of the counties are. In addition to that, they have also, when I did the staff report, you'll find in the packet, I'm showing that we have a wait list of 224 people waiting for meals. As of today, that's down to around 50. So with the help of the additional funding that we have received from the federal government, they have been able to literally clear everybody off of the wait list who wants to be cleared off. There are some folks that have chosen to not get meals right now, and that's perfectly fine. In addition to that, they have served every person who's dialed our phone number and said, I want to start getting a meal. The next day, they've got meals. So they just, I can't say enough about them. And if you see any of your senior center and directors or employees, please praise them for their efforts, because they are really going at it.
That's awesome. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate that update. 25,000 plus meals. That's a phenomenal number. Anyone have any questions for Celeste? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
So we'll move into our workforce report.
Good afternoon. Like the other department heads, my report's in the packet as well. But I just want to touch on a couple things. Obviously, all of our staff has been very focused on helping the job seekers and the employers through this time. We have even loaned some of our staff to the unemployment insurance office to be able to help with some of those claims. I think Josh Benton said today there's been about 500,000 claims filed in Kentucky since all this started. Several of you have asked me for unemployment claims by county. I just received that today. So after this meeting, I will send that out to you all, because I know you all are very curious how many people are applying in each of your counties. The state did apply for a $25 million from the federal government, and it was approved. We should be receiving some guidance in the coming weeks as to how each region is to apply for those funds and how much that we will each get. Like Celeste, I have to say our staff has really been doing a great job at helping these folks and really thinking outside of the box and how we can assist people virtually. Some of you have reached out to me. Just know that I, along with the rest of the staff and the Career Center staff, are here to help you all answer any questions that you may have, or if you have an employer or job seeker that really just needs some extra help, we're here to help, or at least get them in contact with the right people that can.
Amy, can I ask you a quick question on the unemployment?
Sure.
Is that something that can be done from either your office that the Blue Jays had, or can the people do that in home, or does that have to be done physically there in Frankfort?
Everybody is working from home. There's a few people at the central office in Frankfort, but everything, the phone system, the computer system, everything, everybody's doing everything from home.
Very good.
Yeah, so the state's worked very hard to get the phone system set up. They were getting about 200,000 calls a day. And like I think you probably heard Josh Benton say, they started with 12 employees on the call center line, and now they have about 1,000 employees trying to do the callbacks and get back. So so I think it's as they get caught up on these calls, I think that it'll start being smoother and there'll be less complaints as far as the folks not getting called back or being able to handle their unemployment insurance.
Sure. That's awesome.
I have to say the state, you know, they're doing a really good job. They're the only state in the nation that is actually doing all four of the unemployment insurance programs that have come down from the pandemic. So really, Kentucky is a step ahead of some of the other states for sure. The only other thing that I wanted to mention, it is in my report, but we have applied for a grant to help some of our youth in the county as well, and we're hoping, or in the region as well, and we're hoping to hear back from that soon. And then tomorrow, we have a special called meeting for our governing board members to elect the co-CLIO. Since Judge Gritton did have to resign from that position earlier this year, Mayor Gorton has been serving in that role, and then tomorrow we'll elect a co-CLIO. And that's my report for today.
Very good. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate the work that you've done along with Celeste and Shane. And I will have to echo what each of you have said in talking with Bob. It doesn't seem like that you guys are missing a beat at all. It actually seems like instead of missing a step, you're actually getting an extra step. So I think that is a great – I just think that's a great testament to the resource we had in the Bluegrass ad and how you guys go about conducting business. Even in trying times like this, you get creative and you're still able to go out and serve your people and your constituents. So from those of us in the counties that see that, we appreciate it and thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions for Amy over her report? Okay. Then, hearing none, do we have any other business to be brought before us? If we have no other business to be brought before us, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Thank you, Judge. We have a second. I did hear a second. Thank you. So at this time, and just so the record will show, I have 4:36 p.m. We have a motion and a second on the floor to adjourn our meeting. All those in favor, please signify by aye.
Aye.
Everyone, please stay safe. For those of us that have a meeting here in about 30 minutes, we'll see you then. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you.